Good morning. Two election commission notices and FIRs. They are all about us, making me wonder, are we in election mode or some game of a criminal show? The latest to enter the fray was Navjot Singh Sidhu for asking Muslims to not let their votes split. But hey, no good morning for income tax departments and EC flying squad. I mean, overworked, reputation of neutrality already in tatters, pants down, khaki chaddi showing, the raids by Modi's income tax army have become so predictable and hilarious that even Rahul Gandhi's translator will not make you laugh as hard. Income tax officials targeted JDS workers and seized two bags of rice from one of their party members. That is all they had during their raids. This is what Revanna said, Karnataka's Public Works Department Minister and former Prime Minister H.G. Devegowda's son, who made hilarious comments on income tax department during an electoral campaign in Assam. It is 17th April 2019 and last night, right before bedtime, the news was that officials of the income tax department and a static surveillance team of the election commission carried out a search at the residence of DMK candidate and Rajya Sabha MP Kani Mozi in Tuttukudi in southern Tamil Nadu. The action came less than 48 hours before the second phase of elections on the April 18th, which will be held in 97 constituencies. It was alleged that lots of cash was stashed on the first floor of a house in Tuttukudi. Or was it? The operation was allegedly conducted without a warrant, and according to Kani Mozi, no cash or documents were found in the house. IT officials confirmed that DMK leader had cooperated with the team and turned back saying that it was a false tip and they drew a blank. Firstly, wasn't all black money, especially cash, had got uprooted in the most nationalistic drive ever, demonetization? Or, sorry, we're not supposed to ask any question. Yes, it's a cliche joke, but a cliche which just keeps on giving. Only jokes. And no jobs. So three cheers for the people who knew from the start how dumb this idea was. I mean, it was the most pappu idea of all times, if you ask me. Why? Amongst other things, India's unemployment reached its highest at 6% in 2018, double of what it was in the decade between 2000 and 2010. This is according to a report by Azim Premji University's Center for Sustainable Employment. 50 lakh people lost their jobs after Narendra Modi's demonetization exercise in November 2016. The report also states that the unemployment rate in the country had been steadily on the rise in the last decade and hit its worst levels after 2016. The report states that women are much worse affected than men because they have higher unemployment rates as well as lower labor force participation rates. But the Paytm, the blog minister, the Niti Rogue all have been repeatedly saying, no, there have been lots of jobs created, but no report and data can capture those jobs. Like no data or report can capture the missing degree, missing history of making chai or the Gujarat model, amongst other things, of course. And on to other news, where Google has blocked access to the hugely popular video app TikTok in India to comply with a court directive to prohibit its downloads. The move came hours after the Madras High Court refused a request by China's ByteDance technology to suspend a ban on its TikTok app, putting its future in one of its key markets in doubt. The High Court had on the 3rd of April asked the central government to ban TikTok, saying it encouraged pornography and made child users vulnerable to sexual predators. And on to some international news with Indian presence. And no, it's not London, it's Dubai. And that is more South Asian now than Britain probably is, as Dubai is the new destination for average Indian to explore some money and the land where Pakistanis and Indians can do crime together. Peacefully, of course. Two Indian expats and a Pakistani were sentenced to 6 months of imprisonment by a Dubai court for stealing 900 boxes of juice from a food catering company's branch at a police academy. The court on Monday also imposed a fine of 150,000 dirhams on the trio. They were also ordered to pay a fine of 23,760 dirhams each, according to the Khaleej Times. And not to take it away from Dubai, where some people just keep getting lucky, like the 9-year-old Indian girl who on Tuesday won a $1 million jackpot in Dubai Duty Free's Millennium Millionaire, 6 years after she had won a luxury McLaren in the same raffle. Raffle, not Rafael. And on to international news, where Indonesians began voting in the world's biggest single-day election on Wednesday as polling stations opened across the sprawling Equatorial archipelago following a six-month campaign to choose a new president and parliament. And meanwhile, in Washington's Center for Strategic and International Studies said in a report that satellite imagery of North Korea's Yongbyon nuclear site from 12th April showed five specialized rail cars near its uranium enrichment facility and radiochemistry lab. It said their movement could indicate the transfer of radioactive material. And on to a news from which Modi ji can learn a few tricks here in order to fulfill his earlier poll promise of getting rupees 15 lakh in every middle class Indian's bank account. He may have deployed his tax army then on MasterCard. Almost every adult in the UK could receive a payout of up to £300 from MasterCard after a court ruling paved the way for a £14 billion class action lawsuit. The legal action taken by former financial ombudsman Walter Merricks claims that 46 million UK consumers paid higher prices in shops over a 16-year period because of allegedly excessive transaction fees charged by MasterCard. And from MasterCard, we head to the Masters of Football. Last night's football action, Ajax Amsterdam followed up their elimination of Real Madrid by producing a spellbinding display of inventive passing football to win 2-1 away to Juventus on Tuesday and end the Serie A team's dreams of winning the Champions League. Ensuring he wasn't going Ronaldo's fate, Lionel Messi produced another masterful Champions League performance to knock out Manchester United and fire Barcelona into the semi-finals for the first time in 4 years, scoring twice in a 3-0 home win earlier today. United is such a fossil now that soon one may be auctioning the team on eBay. Okay, a bit of exaggeration, but that was only to lead up to this new news piece I read that you could buy a baby T-Rex on eBay. The fossil of an infant T-Rex, potentially the only in existence, went on sale on eBay for the buy-it-now price of $2.95 million. In case you do buy it, please return it to the Society of Vertebrate Paleontology, or the SVP, which has criticized both Dietrich, who will be taking the important specimen outside the reach of the scientific study, and the university for helping to inflate the price of the fossil, acting as a shop window for professional buyers. And that is all I have for you for today. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.